Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Confrontation in a Florida prison and a disgraced former sports doctor is wounded. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Larry Nassar is said to be in stable condition after being stabbed several times by another inmate at the federal prison in Coleman, Florida. He is serving a 175-year prison sentence after admitting he sexually assaulted female athletes at Michigan State University and at Indianapolis-based USA Gymnastics, including Olympic medalists.
Overseas, London correspondent Vicky Barker has more on President Biden's meeting today with King Charles.
The president stood with his hand on his heart as the Welsh Guards played the national anthem. King Charles standing at attention by his side. The body language of the two men was relaxed. They see eye to eye on climate and were meeting with philanthropists and investors about combating climate change.
Next stop for Mr. Biden, a NATO summit in Lithuania.
As world leaders gather in Vilnius, Lithuania's government says it's been hit by a wave of cyber attacks. Denial of service attacks designed, it says, to overwhelm the internet there. They've targeted government websites, tourism, and public transportation sites. Basic services, the government says, that are needed for visitors.
That's CBS's Cammie McCormick. People in many parts of the Northeast are cleaning up and drying out after a day of torrential rain caused flooding and is blamed for at least one death. CBS's Errol Barnett is in West Point, New York.
Behind me, you can still hear the sound of the water rushing down this cliff. Below where we are, earth-moving machines trying to clean things up. Governor Kathy Hochul has already issued a state of emergency for this and other counties. Truly, the water moved so swiftly last night, it instantly turned roads into rivers.
There have been hundreds of flight cancellations today in the Northeast. It's only going to get hotter in parts of the Southwest. In Arizona, KPHO-TV's Holly Box says today will be the 10th straight day temperatures top 110.
A very hot week ahead. 111 Monday and Tuesday, 113 Wednesday, and there's that warm-up. 116 Friday and into Saturday.
There's a manhunt in northwest Pennsylvania for a murder suspect who used bed sheets to escape from jail. State Police Lieutenant George Bivens is leading the hunt for Michael Burham.
We do consider Burham to be armed and dangerous. We ask that anyone who thinks they may see him not approach him.
Experts have begun a dig in central Nebraska in a field to try to find the bodies of more than 80 children who were buried at a Native American boarding school that closed in 1931. Wall Street, the Dow is up 124. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Improvements are finally done to downtown Waukesha. After 9 years of work, the streets are repaved and the sidewalks are replaced. Streetlights are improved and so are the sewer and water lines. Upgrades to the West Broadway area were the final piece of the puzzle. Project started in 2014 and cost $18.5 million. The 55th year of Summerfest is in the books. This was the third year of Summerfest's three-weekend format. Jimmy Buffett and AJR canceled their performances. Summerfest attendance is coming back up since the pandemic, but crowds are still smaller than they were before COVID. The official attendance for this year's Summerfest should be announced sometime this week. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727, or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM. WAUK.
That's what we like to do on this show. Find the comedy gold.
I just like non-fungible as a word.
It is a good word.
It's a wonderful, it just has a good mouthfeel.
La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinair, our producer extraordinaire. And coming up this hour at 11:30, we're going to be talking to Carol Kane. We're very excited to announce that on Fridays, once I leave for maternity leave this fall, she is going to join Jane, and they're going to have a lot of fun on Fridays. And so she's going to, now that that cat's out of the bag, she's going to be joining us at 11:30 to talk more about her and her career as a radio person in Southeast Wisconsin. But right now, you may have followed the news closely, remembered reading about a month ago that Keep Our Republic, a bipartisan group founded in 2020 to shore up confidence in U.S. elections, announced the launch of its Wisconsin chapter. And so here to tell us more about the organization, what the focus is, how it differs from other small D democracy campaigns is Ari Mittleman, who serves as the executive director of Keep Our Republic. How you doing, Ari?
I'm good. How are things up there?
Things are also good here. And then we're also joined by Barbara Lawton, who was the first woman elected to Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor and served from 2003 to 2011. And she also sits on Wisconsin's Advisory Council for Keep Our Republic. How you doing, Barbara?
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. So I guess, Ari, we'll start with you. If you could, since you're the executive director, could you start with just a further description than what I just laid out as far as what Keep Our Republic is?
Sure thing. And congratulations in advance on the little one.
Thank you.
3-year-old. So Keep Our Republic, as you mentioned, came about in the spring of 2020. At the time, it was just ad hoc on Zoom screens, elder statesmen from both parties who had seen the civil unrest of 68 and the corruption of Watergate and the church committee, and really thinking, like, how does one administer an election, regardless of who was in the White House at the time? How are we going to administer an election in a global pandemic? We just knew that we were sailing into quite the hurricane. I don't think anyone at the time knew how tumultuous it was going to be. And what we realized, number one, is we had to incorporate, and we did, and we're a 501c3. Number two, the post-election period, meaning from election night onward through the Electoral College, and then as the world saw and learned what happens with the certification in Congress, it's just a period of time that I think folks have taken for granted and throughout America's history and generally have not examined and studied the weaknesses and pressure points.
So this is something that
and every state is, you know, somewhat nuanced in how they They canvass the votes, so they certify the votes. Presidential elections have pretty strict guidelines, guardrails, if you will, of when the Electoral College should meet. But in that period in between, there's differences between the states, and that's where we come in.
And that's so interesting because so this started before the election was over. This started just, there's so many that I think popped up post 2020 election because of the election denialism and everything. But this was something that you guys saw the writing on the wall even before knowing just what was going to happen with having the election during COVID.
Well, I would encourage your audience, if they have a bit of time, it's the word that comes to mind is eerie. I just checked it out before we got on. But we did a lot of programming in the weeks leading up to the November 2020 election. And the last program we did was with several hundred attorneys from across Pennsylvania for the Pennsylvania Bar Institute. And it was Governor Ridge and Tom Ridge, former DHS secretary, and others literally just walking the participants through the calendar. And one of the last sections of that walkthrough was they said, and then there's January 6th, and it's fairly pro forma, and this is what happens. And the whole world saw what happened.
That is very true. So then, Barbara, how did you get involved?
That event was Wednesday before Election Day.
Wow. So then, Barbara, how did you get involved with Keep Our Republic?
By invitation from our Wisconsin chair, Kathy Bernier, who is a former Republican state senator, but also a former village or town clerk or county clerk, who had the courage to stand up to her colleagues who were election deniers and wanting to put forward false voters, electoral voters after the 2020 election. And so she and the national group were cobbling together a bipartisan group of former elected officials who really understand the risk that we're under and who are willing to forge a shared agenda as we work across the state to try to restore confidence in our system. We suffered in Wisconsin a legislature, a Republican-led, investigation that went on for years and millions of dollars of taxpayer money spinning out all sorts of false information and undermining public confidence. And of course, Keep Our Republic wants everybody to know that that we are a nonpartisan group absolutely determined to protect these institutions of our democracy and make sure that every eligible voter really has a chance to vote. We've had a lot of challenges to that in Wisconsin, that their vote will count and that the electoral vote will stand. But we, as we look at the most vulnerable places across the state where election officials have had threats, et cetera, we need to do a big public education project and engage people in ensuring that their system is both protected and that people have confidence in it.
And we're talking to Barbara Lawton, who was the first woman elected to the Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor, and she also sits on the Wisconsin Advisory Council for Keep Our Republic, and Ari Mittleman, who serves as the Executive Director for Keep Our Republic. And you said the bipartisan group, because it's a nonpartisan organization, but there is, Tommy Thompson is sitting on this advisory council, Bill McCaution, who's been on our show before, David Bowen, who's a Democrat from Milwaukee. And so what has it been like? Like, what was it like to kind of get that group together, and how has it been? I guess no one's currently serving, I don't think. You could correct me if
I'm
wrong.
No, and nor should they be.
Yeah, and so how has that been as far as, does it feel very easy, or is there conflict that comes up with that?
Well, we haven't been gathered for that long to find out. We have a retreat coming up. We've had some meetings on phone and some education sessions for us. But what I find is that everybody is focused on the same goal, which is to ensure that Wisconsin has free and fair elections and that our state voters
all feel confident in that. And we all know the risks that are coming because we've watched them unfold here. I mean, this is a pretty, it's frightening to me. It's unnerving. Right now, the head of our Wisconsin Election Commission, who is hired by a bipartisan group in equal number, you know, it was designed in our constitution or by law to be a dysfunctional group in that sense. but they unanimously named her as the director of the Election Commission a few years ago, and now she's up to be renominated or to be rehired. And there's a great deal of controversy around that because the state Senate is upset that she's done her job so well. She has the confidence of all of the town and village and county clerks across the state. And she has really gained national recognition for the quality and the integrity of her work. But we're in a moment of crisis one more time. So the work of Keep Our Republic, we're so glad they decided to focus on Wisconsin. It's essential.
And so, Ari, speaking Republic.
I would just add to that, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that much to our surprise, very similarly in Pennsylvania, the work has attracted disproportionately, I'd say 60-40, those who were appointed or who were elected as Republicans, meaning retired federal judges, retired U.S. attorneys, and I mean even the retired former Republican governor Tom Corbett is chairing our efforts, and every week is quite active. And I think to a person, what I've heard as we're building out these tremendous volunteer advisory councils, and advisory councils maybe is a misnomer. I mean really working groups and folks ready to roll up their sleeves and just help with this bipartisan civic education, is that the folks have said, we just need to lower the temperature. You know, right. 2020, we had never seen anything like this. There's just so much misinformation. There's distrust. You know, our communities are being ripped apart at the seams going into these tribal camps. And
Ari, we need to model that kind of dialogue, right? And that's one of the
deep
public values of Keep Our Republic, is that we have people who haven't agreed on much before who are modeling a very determined and cooperative dialogue about how we can set things aright.
And that's actually what I'd love. We're coming up against a break right now, but when we come back, I would love to hear more about what is planned, what Keep Our Republic has planned in Wisconsin ahead of 2024. Which is coming, which is barreling at us very, very quickly. And I know that there's some seminars that are going to be happening. Would love to talk more about that. Our guests this half hour are Barbara Lawton, who sits on the Wisconsin Advisory Council for Keep Our Republic and was Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor from 2003 to 2011, and Ari Middleman, who is the Executive Director of Keep Our Republic. If you have any questions for either of them about Keep Our Republic or the 2024 election, feel free to shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. We're going to take a quick break and be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I know you're waking for the CIA. They wouldn't have you in the bye-bye.
Financial strategy includes your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit theriphon.com/disclosure.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny this afternoon, high in the upper 80s. A few clouds tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, low near 66. Slight chance of showers and storms early Tuesday. Mainly sunny, high of 81. Slight chance of rain Tuesday night, low near 59. Cloudy on Wednesday, chance of showers and a few thunderstorms, high of 72. Showers and storms likely Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 79.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are talking to Barbara Lawton, who sits on the Wisconsin Advisory Council for Keep Our Republic, along with Ari Middleman, who is the executive director of Keep Our Republic, which is a nonpartisan civic action organization dedicated to protecting our laws and strengthening the checks and balances in our electoral system. So, Ari, coming up, obviously, we are barreling towards our 2024 election, and I would say, living in Wisconsin right now, there's feelings like it could be contentious again, but we did get through 2022 without a lot of fanfare. But I guess, what are some of the activities and what's planned as far as from Keep Your Republic to try to make 2024 go smoothly?
Well, you are correct. I'm one of those weird people in Washington that has a countdown, and we are less than 485 days, 483 to be exact. I do think that Wisconsin will be ground zero. I mean, 21,000 votes is not a lot.
Nope.
And I say that as a proud Pennsylvanian, and we could argue what the Keystone State is, but no, we're going to be ramping up as early as just 2 weeks from now, on July 31st,
wow,
up in Chippewa County and the two adjacent counties up in the northwest corner of Wisconsin. An evening kickoff of what we're calling a community engagement educational seminars. We have the clerks from the county coming out. We have the sheriffs from the county coming out. And generally just kind of civic leaders, not necessarily folks who are political, but folks who are active in the community, be them in their congregations, and VFWs, et cetera, in the legal community. Once again, the name of the game is really educating folks about what happens to your ballot after you do your part by casting it on election day. I'll tell you a very quick story. I seem to mention this almost every day because I think it just illustrates our point. We were up in La Crosse, Wisconsin in February, quietly doing some fact finding and building out this great Wisconsin Advisory Council. And I won't say who, but someone who is, I think, very prominent in Wisconsin politics, no longer serves in office. He said, you know, until we sat down today, I knew how to get my people out to the polls. I knew where our election night party was going to be, and I knew which supporters I was going to bust to Madison. I never stopped and thought about what happens around Thanksgiving with the counting and the certification of my ballot.
Mm.
And if someone at that level of political prominence, who had devoted a good chunk of his professional career to being in public life, had never stopped and thought about it, then I think the average Wisconsin resident hasn't. And we just need to trust the process and really build trust in that process.
Well, that's actually, as someone who was an elected official, Barbara, had you thought much about it? Like, was it something that you were familiar with?
Unfortunately, yes. When I do a lot of mentoring, and as I will tell someone who is shocked by something they learn, just when you think you've lost your innocence, you'll find there's more to lose. And I lost innocence in terms of understanding that in my first run for office, which I lost, but there were some disturbing irregularities in the vote count and in delay of getting the ballots to the center place where they were going to be counted. So unfortunately, yes. I think this event in northwestern Wisconsin in Chippewa County is a really interesting and important launch. It's the home area of our chair of the Wisconsin Council, but it's also an area that is in the Minnesota media market. And this is one of the challenges that we have in Wisconsin, is that there are large portions of the population over there up in the Marinette area, they're in a Michigan market, down in Rockford, they're in a Chicago market, that to find a way to really help the residents of that area understand what's afoot and how to feel like they're in Wisconsin and have a responsibility alongside us to make this all work.
That's so interesting, because I actually last week I had posted a video asking people what they wanted to hear about. And it was kind of surprising how many comments I got from people exactly in those districts that you were talking about.
Oh,
that
really?
Say, we don't get local news here.
Right.
Like getting our stories and hearing what's happening in Madison, like they have to go to social media because they're, I mean,
it goes beyond there. I think there's 12 or 14 or something dailies that are owned by Gannett. And so they're the majority USA Today, but not very much local. So we have a media challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess in the couple minutes we have left, this is for both of you. If people want to get involved, if people want to learn more, where would you direct them as far as what they can do when it comes to the organizing that Keep Our Republic is doing in Wisconsin?
To the website.
Okay.
Keep Our Republic.
Yeah, definitely go to keepourrepublic.com or .org. I always have to point out that's tour. It's our with an R and then republic with an R. So there's two R's in the middle. Keepourrepublic.org.
Two R's in the middle. Perfect. Yeah. And then I guess on a more hopeful note, what have either of you seen firsthand work as far as people who have their skepticism about what happened in 2020 and what kind of information, if they get access to it, makes them start to trust elections again?
When they get information from a neighbor or a friend or somebody that they know and trust. And so that's why this kind of work and the outreach that we're doing with the state council, and like in Chippewa Falls, and we'll be designing where else we'll be going in the state, is so critical to kind of put this in the hands of the people in the community and let them do their magic for us.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you both so much for spending time with us today. This is so important. And, like we said, Wisconsin, or maybe sometimes Pennsylvania, is ground zero, but the show is called As Goes Wisconsin. So we're going to say Wisconsin, Ari. But thank you so much.
Inspired to be it, right?
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We'll be back. Carol Kane is going to be here and we're going to have some fun. Her, Jane, and I talking about a little preview of what's to come Fridays this fall when she joins As Goes Wisconsin to kick around some fun topics. And, we're going to end the Monday that way. Sounds good. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin.
Got to be good looking because he's so hard to see. Come together.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News brief. The day after a day of deadly flooding in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul hails first responders.
They put their training to use. They did not think about their own safety. They literally went up to cars that were swirling at risk of being washed away, and they knocked and they made sure someone was safe.
Flooding causing issues throughout much of the Northeast. A man convicted of sexually abusing young female athletes has had a prison run-in, as we hear from CBS's Anne Marie Green.
Multiple sources confirmed to CBS News that sports doctor Larry Nassar has been stabbed in prison in Florida. Nassar is said to be in stable condition.
Well, CBS's Vicky Barker in London with more on President Biden's visit with King Charles.
The two shook hands, then stood side by side for the royal salute, then walked slowly among the rows of guards in their scarlet tunics and bearskin hats, reviewing the troops.
Next for Mr. Biden, a NATO summit. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. The 55th year of Summerfest is in the books. This was the third year of Summerfest's three-weekend format. Jimmy Buffett and AJR canceled their performances. Summerfest attendance is coming back up since the pandemic, but crowds are still smaller than they were before COVID. The official attendance for this year's Summerfest should be announced sometime this week. The Waukesha teacher who could be fired over Dolly Parton's Rainbowland song has a hearing today. Melissa Temple's a first grade teacher at Higher Elementary. She tweeted her objections when the song was removed from the school's spring concert. The story has made national news. The district says Temple's response was inappropriate and accuses her of violating district policies. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I have talent. Well, no.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we are joined by another Southeast Wisconsin radio legend, Carol Kane.
Hi.
How are you doing, friend?
How are you, ladies? You look great.
You know, we're it's a Monday. We're here. We're on the other end of the show right now. But we're doing well. How are you doing?
Right now, I am completely addicted to Lost on Prime. Did you ever watch Lost?
I never got into Lost. Jane, you did?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. It's the best. It's the best. I have spent 3 days on my recliner doing nothing but one after the other. And I had no idea about the beefcake that was on that show. Look at Jane. See? Am I wrong?
Josh Holloway. Which one? Josh Holloway is one of the most beautiful men I've ever seen.
Oh, yikes. Beyond belief, my poor husband sits here on the couch, and every time he comes on the TV, I go, wow. He is something. And he's like, what am I? And I go, right now, you're chopped liver, my friend.
Isn't right he, wasn't he kind of the bad guy, though? Or wasn't he? He was like the bad boy of that show, if I remember correctly.
The bad boy.
Yes.
He has his moments.
But anyhow, a little of an anti-hero.
Yeah. Oh, God. So that's what I've been doing for the past few days. I know it's beautiful outside. I should get outside, but I can't.
You've earned it. Do what you want, Carol.
You know what? First of all, let me just take the time, Kristen, to say congratulations. I'm so happy for you. And here's what I'm going to tell you as a mom of two children. Your life is going to change, but it's going to be for the best. You're going to have the best time.
I'm very excited. I feel like the benefit of being in your mid-30s when you have a kid is you have a lot of friends who've already had kids. And so there's a little bit more of like, I don't think anything totally prepares you. And no matter how many people tell you it's hard, you go through it and you're like, oh yeah, it's hard. They weren't lying. I am very excited. And so, I think Mike's excited too. Yeah. But
I can imagine. I mean, my kids are 34 and 30 right now. So it's been a while since I've done this, but as I've progressed through this and been their mom, it's so great for them to get to this point where like my daughter is my best traveling companion. She's the best. And we go out and we have the best time. And so, So much congratulation for you and Michael. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. And thank you also for being willing to step up and step in, because we're so excited that the cat's out of the bag. And on Friday in Milwaukee Business Journal, they wrote a little article about how the fact that come Fridays this fall, you and Jane are going to have some fun on this show.
And you know what? It's so disappointing that I get to work with Jane because I really don't like her.
We have to fake it really hard. We gotta really keep our personal feelings out of it and just pretend that we get along, Carol.
Working relationships, it's just for the sake of the show. We'll fake it.
Exactly. Oh, we take one for the team, but I'm so thrilled. I just love Janie so much, and she knows how much I adore her. And we've been, gosh, Jane, it's been 40 years, I think, that we've been friends, right?
Just about. It has to be close to,
I was going to ask that because you were on separate stations.
Yeah.
And so you guys came up at the same time, but separate stations. And so there wasn't a rivalry at all.
Well, there was on air, Jane. I mean, we were always always
competitors
when we were supposed to beat one another for sure.
Yeah.
When it came to the numbers, but the minute I met Jane, and she knows this story so very, very well. We were in a celebrity fashion show at the Wisconsin Club, and we did our little dog and pony show. Both of us, we were representing our different stations. And at the end, Jane looked at me and she goes, "Hey, would you be interested in catching a cocktail someplace?" And I said, "Yes, I would." And we went down to this dive bar on Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. And we laughed and laughed and laughed. And I remember I came home and I said to my husband, I said, "I just spent the night with Jane Matinere and I have made a friend for life." Oh. I knew immediately. And she has seen me through some of the worst moments of my life. And I hope to think that I have helped her in many different regards too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I just want to say too that I think, Carol, when we first met and started talking that night, we have so many similarities in life just because we're both from big families. We both have almost the same number of boys and girls. There are just a lot of things that we had in common to establish our friendship. And so, and we've never talked. We used to laugh about this because Carol and I would get together, not, weekly or monthly, but we would certainly get together for drinks and we would laugh about how much our partners, our respective partners on our different stations were worried about us trading insider secrets about what's going on at the other place. And it's like, we never talked about that. Never.
Yeah.
Never.
No, it never. No, we never talked. We just never talked about it just because of the fact that we had so much other stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
And I went to Jane's wedding. I was so grateful that she invited me to that. And I know Paul, and I just, yeah, I'm so looking forward to this. It's going to be fun. We're going to have fun.
It's also so interesting because the first time the three of us were in a room together was at a different station. I was filling in, and Carol, you and I were co-hosting for a day, and Jane came in and did the news. And I remember being in that soundproof booth. And I think the topic is actually interesting. And maybe we'll have to revisit this topic. Maybe I'll do a guest appearance on my own maternity leave. Because I remember it came up of who's harder on women, other women or men. And you both were convinced that other women are harder on women. And I was pretty adamant. And so it started being a generational thing. But then just like, I think you two have seen, it is a generational thing. And Jane and I talk about this a lot as far as how male dominated radio is and how much you, I mean, especially with, this has been both of your entire careers is spending it in radio and having to, shall we say, put up with a fair amount of stuff.
Navigate.
Navigate. That's maybe a better word. That's a more diplomatic word, Jane. And so it's been interesting that that was eye-opening for me as, you know, my kind of first forward, like into radio was that day and hearing you guys talk about it. And so it's like, has that been a bonding, like a part of your guys' friendship of just like dealing with some of the BS?
I would say probably. Yeah. Even though I do think women are harder on women when it comes to certain things, I think this business is tough without a doubt. And of course, recent history that everybody knows about now. But the thing is that I think that the industry treats aging men, particularly men, way different than women. I think women still, unfortunately, are disposable. I hate to say it, but I do think that that's the case.
And easily replaceable.
Yes, exactly. So I hope that at some point in time that changes. I'm 64 years old, so I'll probably be dead by the time that it does. But, you know, at least somebody come over and do a novena over my grave and go, hey, it happened. Jane, I think you would agree with me, right?
Absolutely. And I just have to laugh when I think about when I left my prior employer and some of my male colleagues asked me, why aren't there more women in radio? And I said, you're asking the wrong person. I've got the phone numbers of a bunch of guys you could probably call. And well, do you think it's going to change? And again, I said, I'm not the right person to ask. There are people higher above in the food chain who make those decisions. And I've known lots of talented people, Carol, who just didn't last.
Right? Well, yes. And let me just say this. At my last radio station, which I'm still filling in, so I'm filling in all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a free agent. I loved the man I was working with. Absolutely adored him. And I think he's a quality man, and I will miss working with him as long. And I'm just going to say that. I did. I will miss him. But, you know, I'll do fill-ins. I'll do fill-ins for you. I'll do fill-ins for whatever. Basically, I'm just going to be a cheap radio, you know what, for money. Somebody wants to pay me, I'm on the wagon.
But I think that's something is how much you love radio, right? Like you love this career.
Well, I fell into it oddly. And how I got into this was, and Janie knows this story, I think. I took a radio 101 course at the UW Whitewater. It was one credit. And somebody said, it's easy, just go. And so I had 14 credits. I needed 15 for full time. And so I did this class. And the man who was teaching it was straight out of terrestrial radio. And 2 weeks into the class, he pulled me in and he said, I want to get you started in the campus station. I want to get you started on the campus cable station. I think you could do this for a living. And I go, no. I'm going to be an English literature teacher. And he said, wow. No, you're not. No. He goes, you're going to be in radio and I'm going to make sure you get in radio. And that's how I got started in it. So I think that's one of the most important things that whenever I talk to younger people who are in college, I say, listen to the people around you because they may know more than you think you know.
Or they may see things that you don't, yeah. that you're not aware of, you know, skills, right. where you might be a good fit, things like that.
Right. So, I mean, it's, hey, Kristen, Jane, you and I have been in it for the same time. I mean, it's been over 40 years for me. I know I look 23. Wait.
Totally.
Completely.
But it's been, I mean, I can't argue. I hold my head high. There are very few people that have had the careers that Jane and I have had. We are very lucky.
We are. There's no question.
It's also the longevity. And like, I've done this. We just had our year anniversary of this show last week. And to think about like the day in and day out and like, you can't miss, like it's live radio. You can't do it later. And so the fact that both of you have the stamina that you've had to do it. And every day there's something, you got to find something to talk about and you got to get up and do it again. And so I guess on that note, cause we only have a couple minutes left. What are you gals going to talk about on Fridays come this fall?
Jane?
Well, we're going to keep the first hour pretty much the same because I really like our first newsy hour. And so we'll do, you know, the good, the bad, and the, did you have to do that segments? And, and then I think in the second segment, you know, Carol and I like to talk about lifestyle things and some wackier, lighter things. But we're still going to do interviews and have guests. And if anybody's got suggestions of what they would like Carol and I to talk about for about 3 months, you can always email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us.
Yeah, I think that it's Jane and I are to just kind of let it flow. Is just the what works for us. I know in the article it was addressed about politics and things like that. And I think Jane and I are going to, unless something huge breaks, we won't talk that much about it. It's just the way that our conversation flows, I think, is going to make it the most entertaining. I always say that I think the best radio is a party that you've been invited to, but you can't attend, but you want to eavesdrop on the conversation. And so I think that's kind of what it is. I think that's kind of what it's going to be.
Well, I'm very excited. I will certainly be listening from home. But I just, as I said, I think there is such a huge opportunity for more women voices on radio because I think we talk about things in a way that you can't get anywhere else. And I think we're doing it on this show. And Carol, I'm so excited, even though I won't be here, I'm so excited that you will be here to keep doing it with Jane in my absence. And, you know, and then we'll just have to keep you coming back during 2024 once I'm back.
Well, thank you for asking me. I really appreciate it. And I'm just going to put this out that, no, I'm not a good babysitter.
Let's hitch up.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin produced radio. Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny this afternoon, high in the upper 80s. A few clouds tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, low near 66. Slight chance of showers and storms early Tuesday. Mainly sunny, high of 81. Slight chance of rain Tuesday night, low near 59. Cloudy on Wednesday, chance of showers and a few thunderstorms, high of 72. Showers and storms likely Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 79.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
When the road. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry, along with Jane Mattenair and Carol Kane. And we're so excited that Carol is going to be joining on Fridays come this fall. I think the last week of September is when, unless this kid comes way early, the last week of September is when you kick off.
Yeah, I think like the 29th or something, isn't it, Jane?
Yeah, it's the 29th. Yeah. September 29th and then through the end of December. And yeah. It's going to be a ball. And I know, Carol, you have a big, you have a lot big following on social media. Have you heard from your Facebook friends when after the article dropped on Friday on the Milwaukee Business Journal?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I'm so very grateful that people are. There's something that I'm not exactly sure how it happened. I think it's just because I talk about my life and talk about my family and people connected and we kind of grew up together. And it's been a wonderful emotional connection and they've been there for me and I'm there for them. I will do anything that they possibly, if they need help, I'm there. I think that resonates with people I'm just a normal person. I'm just regular. I'm regular Carol who has an odd job.
And you are very much yourself, Carol. And you are, I mean, you don't pull any punches. The things that you have shared about your life, you're brutal. You are.
No, I mean, I truly, and no, it's the truth. I know. I say anything and everything. If you want to know anything, all you got to do is ask me. I'll tell you. It really doesn't matter. Because I'm just a regular, normal individual. I mean, one of the classic stories, and Jane, you know this, is me leaving my daughter at the gas station for Pete's sake.
Wait, on purpose?
No, it was a horrible thing. And
now you have to tell this story.
I thought she was in the car. She wanted to pump the gas. She wanted to pay for the gas. The door closed. I thought she was in the car. I take off. I'm at Mequon and Port Washington Road. I'm talking to her all the way down to Capitol. I'm not getting any answer. And I turn around and all is in the backseat is her stuff seal. This is what you've got to look forward to, Kristen. This is the stuff. And then all of a sudden I called my husband and all I hear is, ha, ha, ha. And I go, and screaming in the back. And I go, tell me you have our daughter. And he goes, yeah, I do. You left her at the gas station. And apparently while I was playing her Backstreet Boys, she's pounding on the trunk, screaming, mom, 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 as I'm driving away. I call that the day that Elizabeth almost got a pony. I almost got a horse. I'm like, that's it. I'm the worst mom in the world. So yeah, yeah. That's the story.
That is, and honestly, I am forgetful enough that I may have a story like that someday as well. But that was probably way before there was any cell phones or anything to immediately go, all right, I'll be right back.
It was awful. It was awful. And my husband just laughed. He thought it was hilarious. Right, Janie? You know Lou. He's just like, oh, huh.
He's the
look
most.
At you. I'm a good dad now.
He is the most easygoing guy, your husband. He really is very chill. Doesn't get, flapped about much. So I can just see him going, yeah, well, that's, you know, it happens.
No one got hurt.
Misplace a child every once in a while.
That's the kind of stuff that people that they related to, and they're very kind. And so, yes, to answer your question, I've heard an awful lot from a lot of people. So,
but I think too, Carol, people have always been so welcoming to me, to you. They listen to us in the bathroom and at the supper table and having breakfast and in the car and in the bedroom. And I've just always felt like we're all a family, right? It's all family members. Some drive us a little crazier than others. But you still love them. And it's just been, and I've always thought too, that Southeastern Wisconsin in particular was an interesting media market because people are so loyal.
Yes.
Right. People are really, really loyal. They like you.
Once they like you, they like you. And it takes an awful lot to turn them against you. And, so far that hasn't happened. So far, Jane and I and you have been very lucky. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful. This is a wonderful community and people here are so kind and they're generous. And
well, look at some of the fundraisers that you and I have done over the decades.
Exactly.
And the generosity of people never failed to blow my mind. And at least in my opinion, it was never the fancy Lexus that was coming up and dropping off $500 worth of groceries. It was the crappy panel station wagon that's got a bunch of dings and dents in it. And they would just come and blow us away with their generosity.
There is something about this area. I had one charity say to me, do you realize that we have here in the state of Wisconsin, in southern Wisconsin particularly, there's a 98% of return, which I found fascinating. That was a fascinating statistic. Out of the 100% people who donate, 98% will fulfill their donation.
Oh, wow.
And he said, yeah, I thought that was a fascinating statistic. And I said, well, what is it in other places? He goes, in other places in the nation, we're lucky if we get 50%.
Wow.
They donate, they're drawn to donate, but they don't fulfill their donation. But that doesn't apply here in southeastern Wisconsin or in the state of Wisconsin. We have a 98% of return.
See, we don't
which
like,
is, that says it all.
We don't like cheaters.
We don't like cheaters.
We don't like cheaters.
We like to be generous.
Yes.
It's that's a great statistic. All right. Well, Carol Kane, we can't wait to have you starting end of September, Fridays. Carol will be here with Jane.
Yep.
I will not call you for babysitting. Jane has already made it abundantly clear that she's good with babies. And then as soon as they have a personality, she wants nothing to do with them.
Exactly. Send them to boarding school.
You know what? At the very last minute, if you need somebody, I will come down and help you. But always advocate for somebody different.
Somebody else first. All right. Well, Carol, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank
Can't
you
wait to get
so
you on the show. And that's about it for us today. Come back tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll do it all over again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for being part of the show as always. And we'll see you tomorrow.
You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am. Big and stronger too. Maybe. But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, a friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.